I don't care what is happening in your life. God, who is able, is giving you a testimony in the name of Jesus.
I adore you, Lord, we praise your name. Let the Holy Spirit come down and take control. Feel His power, power, glory, glory. Bring your sick and your weak for the healing. Open your ears and listen. Come and claim your salvation.
Announce to you now that in the name of Jesus Christ, your position returned. God is a spirit. John 4:24. And he made a statement, said, let us make man our own image. So the image of God that you are is also a spirit. He created a man and a woman in his own image, so you are not just one man walking on the earth like an ordinary person. You are also in the image of God. So it means you are in the class of God. Is that true? Satan is not in the class of God. The angels are not in the class of God. God never created anything in his own image, not even the angels. The only one he created in his own image is me. Say to that to yourself. God never created the angels in his own image. He created only man in his own image. If you don't understand that, you cannot operate in the supernatural. When it comes to hierarchy of spiritual authority, after God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, the next set is the new creature. The new what? If any man be in Christ, a new creature, he said that we are sitting with Christ in heavenly places. We are the next set of people that are after Godhead. After that, we have the angels. After the angels, we have Satan. And after Satan, we have the demons. And then the agents of darkness. Then the fallen man. That's how it is. Are you getting me now? We have the recruits. We have the petty officers. We have the officers. You know, in the military, you have ranks. God, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost is at the top. Directly after God is you, not even the angels. When I say you, the redeemed man, the man who is born again. After the redeemed man comes the angels. Angels after us. After the angels comes Satan. After Satan comes his demons. After his demons comes the agents of darkness. After them comes the fallen man, which is not born. Now hear this. So it's an abuse to redemption for you to be afraid of the devil. Do you hear me at all? You see, if not for Satan, I know where I for be. How will it look like a general panicking because of a recruit? Do you hear me? If not for the sergeant, I would have known how I would have succeeded in the military. And you are talking as the what? How does it look like? It's funny. When a believer begins to talk of the witch doctor, if not for that occult man, my life would have gone forward. It's a general talking about who? A sergeant. You didn't hear me. You know, we are demon conscious. If not for those demons, our family would have progressed. Say, if not for your ignorance. If not for your what? Not because of the demons. Because of your what? I pray someone have understanding. Who are you? Say to someone, I'm a co-creator. Say it one more time. Turn with me to Genesis chapter 1. God created man in his own work, verse 26, in his own image. In the image of God created he, male and female created he them, and God began to say to them, what? Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the earth, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that moves creeping upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be what? Be what? And have what? It said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish, and what? Have dominion. If God created you in his own image, then God is saying you have the ability like God to create. I don't understand where I'm coming from. God created all things. How many believe that? You are created in his own image. I say to you that you have the same ability to create like God. I don't understand where I'm coming from. Hello. God demonstrated his creative ability in the first man called Adam. When God created Adam, because Adam was created in his own what? Image. Now listen, I'm going to take it gently. When God created Adam, Adam was a living soul, but you are a living spirit. When I go further, I will explain that. Adam was a clay formed, and God put his spirit into the clay, so he became a living soul. He was created in the image of God. The image of God is not the clay. The image of God is the spirit of God in the image. Am I coming with you? When God created Adam, he gave Adam an assignment. He said, go, name all creatures. Now, Adam single-handedly named every creature. And he was able, by the wisdom of God, to give them names according to their behavior. He looked at one and said, this is a lion. This is a goat. And he behaves like that. Till today, God has not changed their names. Have you ever bothered? How did Adam name the sharks, the tilapia? Did he go into the water? How come a man who, if he never has supernatural wisdom, how did he name even creatures in the water? Have you ever asked that question? Because Adam was the one that gave shark, whale, this. Every name, according to Genesis 2:19, was named by Adam. It means Adam had the wisdom of God before he fell. I mean, that's where I'm going. Glory to God. He exhibited supernatural intelligence. He demonstrated God's creative ability through his act. Jesus came as the last Adam. Everything the first Adam lost, the last Adam came to get them back to man. That's why Jesus came. Am I coming with you? The Bible said, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. All things were made by who? Jesus. And without him was not anything made that was what? So everything was made by Jesus. And who is Jesus? The Word of God. And who is Jesus? The Son of God. So everything created, he created them. Am I communicating with you? And when you accepted Jesus Christ, you became what? As many as received him, to them gave him power to become sons. So if things were created by the Son of God, and you are a son of God, then you have the ability to create. How many understand what God is saying here? Whatever is in Jesus is in you. As he is, so are we in this world. This is as he was. He said, as he is, so are we in this world. So whatever is in Jesus is what is in you. I pray somebody understand what God is saying here. Now hear this and hear me well. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 16, the Bible says, it said, the B part, but we have the mind of Christ. We do what? He didn't say we will have. He said we have. So it's there already. When a man is born again, listen carefully, you are a spirit. You are what? And then your mind is also affected. Why I have to teach this path is this. Many know the spirit but don't use the mind. So on earth, they don't get resolved.
David Ibiomi will be right back.
Every day improve your life. Every day. The more you improve your life, the more you become stronger.
New release by your best-selling author, David Ibiomi. The Power of Small Beginning. Miracle Hands. Living Without Financial Pressure. The Prosperous Family. How to Hear from God. How Faith Works. Unlimited Success. Recovering Your Inheritance. Releasing Your Destiny. Keys to Impactful Living. Created for Distinction. And lots more. You will discover the plan and purpose of God for your life, family, finances, relationship, businesses, and career as you go through the pages of these books. To get a copy of any of these books, please call the number displayed on your screen or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org.
When you give your life to Jesus, there is a mind transplant. Jesus gave you his mind and removed your mind. That's why it's an abuse to redemption for a believer to fail. It's an abuse to redemption to be a dummy as a child of God. No matter how brilliant a sinner, when you are born again, you should beat him. No matter, he may be brilliant before now, but the moment you accept Jesus Christ, your brain should do what? Spark. That when you are talking, you will be talking from another realm. Hello. And that grace will answer to you as I'm talking. Amen. Let your amen be strong. Amen. Every child of God has the Creator's mind. Had what? Now, in Isaiah chapter 11, talking about Jesus, Isaiah 11, 1 to 3, he said, and there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The Spirit of what? Wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and mind, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick worth in the fear of the Lord. Shall make him of what? We have had every kind of transplant in medicine. You hear people say they had heart transplant, this transplant, this transplant, this transplant. When you are born again, there's also a mind what? From Jesus to you. He donated his mind to you. He donated what? I come again. If they donate blood to you, which person's blood? That's why when somebody has infection and he donates his blood, the person gets the same problem. Is that true? When you are born again, Jesus donated his mind to you. Let me put it wrong. He said, we have. He didn't say we will have. When you are born again, your mind is no longer the mind you had in school. It's not a new mind. If any man be in Christ, old mind. You know of old. Old what? It passed away. That's why somebody will say, I used to be very dull, but I can understand now. Born again is not just to clap hand and go to heaven alone. It's more than that. When you are born again, you are a co-creator. You are what? May that effect begin to show in your life. As a child of God, you are not permitted to be stranded. You know what? They came to Jesus. They said, there's no food here in the wilderness. They said, there's no food here in the what? Wilderness. But in John 6, verse 6, said, and himself knew what to do. Himself did what? Because he had the mind of God, he could reason away out of that challenge. When you operate without consciousness, you cannot be trapped. Hear this. God speaking made a statement, said, come, let us reason together. Isaiah 1:18. And he said, you shall eat the good of the land. Verse 19. Can you reason with your dog? No matter how trained a dog, can you reason with him? Can you reason with a cat? You can only reason with somebody at your class. For God to call you and say, come, let us reason. He's internally telling you, what I have is in you, but you are not using it. You can never reason with something below. God said, come. He didn't say, let us pray. We don't pray with God. The only part, listen, we pray a lot. God never told man to pray. He said, pray to him, but doesn't say pray with you. God can't pray with you. To tell you how God is, you will pray to God, but when it came to reason, he said, come, let us reason. I've put my mind in you. But do you know what? We don't reason. Check. When did you reason last with God? You find out that it's prayer you have been praying alone. That's what I'm taking time to teach. Check your life for the past, some of you, for the past, since you became born again, you have never sat down to reason any day with God. But you have been praying every day, including this morning. But in your life, which day did you sit down to say, I want to use my brain now to talk with God? You find out of nowhere. That's where many believers don't succeed. Hello. They pray. God never said, come, let us pray together. He said, come, let us, me and you. You and me, reason. Because what I have is what you have. If you can reason, you will eat the good. You can't reason except you're a creator. Now, I'll give you an example. One day, Moses exemplified what I'm talking. In the Old Testament, God wanted to destroy the children of Israel, and Moses came. He didn't pray. He said to God, he said, God, turn your fierce anger and repent the evil against thy people. Say, reasoning. He told God, he said, is it good that you kill your people? Don't kill them. Reason now. And the Bible said, and the Lord repented of the evil he thought. He didn't say he thought. That means Are you getting me now? In the Exodus chapter 32, 10 to 14. He taught to do to his people. So, Moses understood this principle and then put his mind with God and said, God, you know, you said I should reason with you. Let's reason now. Is it good you kill your people? Say reason. Say reason. He said, it's not good you kill his people. I know they made mistake. But if you kill them, they will say, yeah, are they not your people? Say reason. And God repented his what? Hello. Prayer warrior, listen to this preaching. Now, if I know most of you who are trying to sleep now, if I say, receive it! Okay, do you have money? You can't get money with receive it. You get money from here. There's too much poverty in the body of Christ, so no more. That's what I'm teaching. Too much failures. How can it be carried to class? No. When you reason with God, you just come out of prisons of life. You pray, but you don't reason. Moses had to reason. Say, God, look at it. Let's reason. You say, I should reason with you. I'm reasoning with you. He didn't pray. Oh. Moses didn't say, oh God, don't kill them. No, Moses said, is it good that you kill these people? And God repented what? His thought. One day, a man called Abraham did the same thing. God brought him out. In Genesis 18, 22, 23, 33. And he began to say, I want to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham said, will you also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Say listening. And the Bible said, and God said, if there be just 10 righteous, I will not destroy. Even 5. I said, it was from the reasoning Lot was spared. Not from prayer. Hello. Hear this. When you are confronted with the challenges of life, you hear people say, have you prayed? That's the first thing people ask. But I want to ask you, first time, have you thought? When people are confronted, the first thing you hear, they say, have you prayed? Now I ask you, have you thought with God? Now hear this and hear me well. The Bible says, by wisdom, God has founded the entire earth. And by understanding, he established the heavens. Now hear this. It said, through wisdom, everything we have seen in this world, everything came by what? And the seat of wisdom is where? The mind. Even your prayers requires thinking. Even what? If you have been praying and the prayer is not yielding result, you should stop and think. Because you have a miracle mind, your mind can work wonders if you will engage it productively. Now, I want to be a creator. How do I create? Because when we say create, so many people don't know how to create. I'll take the natural to explain the spiritual. Jesus told me I'm a co-what? Creator. Is that true? Now, how do I create from my mind? Because where you create from is where? Let me tell you physically. I will be friends with an architect. Finish the drawing from here before he draws. No architect builds a house on the ground. He builds the house first from here before he puts it into the computer and then you see the house. The house you see finished starts from the creative force of the mind. So also, no man can succeed in life without first creating his success from his mind. How many understand what I'm saying? Do you understand me? A beautiful house is not the blocks. A beautiful house is first invisible before it becomes visible. Creativity is not visible, but the results are visible. How to create? Number one, meditation. What? Meditation. Joshua 1:8. If I want to create something, I must meditate. I must what? Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. But thou shalt do what? Let's read together. One, two, go. Now, success, for instance, and prosperity are created by God's word through meditation. Through what? Meditation is reasoning with scriptures. Is what? Thinking deep on God's word. Taking a particular scriptures that deals with a particular area of your life and roll it repeatedly in your mind until light comes to your spirit man. You pick a scripture, you put it before you, you roll it over, you roll it over, you roll it over repeatedly until light from that scripture enters you. Am I coming with you? You will say the entrance of his word given. Everyone who has not accepted Jesus as He is our Lord and Savior, say after me, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from dead to save me. Today, I declare you my Lord and personal Savior. Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for watching Hour of Salvation. For more information about Salvation Ministries, how you can become a member, and how you can get in your our materials, visit salvationministrieshs.org. You can also watch David Ibiomi in our live services every Sunday from 6:30 a.m. and Thursday from 4:30 p.m. GMT Bottles 1. Let us know what God is doing in your life. Send in your testimonies and prayer requests to info@salvationministrieshs.org, PO Box 13670, Port Harcourt, Nigeria, or call the number you see on your screen. God has not given up on you. Don't give up on yourself. Jesus is Lord forever.